Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. If you own an iPhone, listen up. Obviously, you know, if you've had an iPhone for a while, you think to yourself, I know pretty much everything this phone does. It's easy. They're super powerful. And again, like I have used it for long enough that I pretty much know everything there is to know. There are some hidden tricks, though, that you might not know about that could be very useful and very quick and easy if you're trying to do something fast. My colleague Jennifer Jolly writes about this in a story that you can read on tech.usatoday.com. And it's looking at all the different small little tricks that you can implement onto your iPhone to get the most out of it. We'll share a couple right here. Let's start with this one. If you want to capture a video really quickly, a lot of us know that when we go to our phones, there's the camera icon in the bottom corner. So when you click and hold it, it'll open up the camera automatically from your lock screen. So you're not fumbling around. Say something really cool is happening. You're trying to get your camera out quick. That's the best way to do it. Maybe you want to go a step further and get a video. Best way to do it is you'll open up your camera. It automatically defaults to photo. If you hold down the photo button long enough, it automatically switches to video and you start recording video. You'll know that it's changed because you'll see the red record button pop up and you'll see that it's capturing footage. The key, though, is keep your finger on the button until you're done and then take your finger off. Last thing you want to do is do that and then you let go thinking it's recording and then it's not. So good tip. Keep your button, keep the thumb held down on that button as it records. But it's a nice quick way to get video if, say, you're somewhere and you just want to capture something super fast. The other cool trick on iPhones, especially some of the newer models, is what Jennifer calls a secret home button. And basically what this is the back tap on your phone. And if you're not familiar with back tap, basically what it is you can tap the back of your phone to perform different functions. It almost feels like a home button. You go to settings on iOS, then you go to accessibility. You'll go to the touch menu and you'll see an option for back tap. When you click on it, you'll see all these different options that you can pick. You can set double taps and triple taps. So if you want to do a lot of different things, I have it set on my phone where I double tap on the back and it goes right back to the home screen. Or if I triple tap, it'll take a screenshot. So you can do a lot of different things. You can adjust volume. You can get to your camera. A lot of cool stuff you can do. One thing I have noticed, though, when using the back tap is sometimes I might hold the back of my phone and tap it with my finger and then I put it down on a table and then it automatically performs the function. That happens once in a while. It's not annoying enough where it's like, oh, you shouldn't turn this on. But it's something I've seen happen once in a blue moon. So something to keep in mind. Pixel phones for Google have this too. It's called Quick Tap. Same way. Other Android devices, you need to download a separate app called Tap in order to do this kind of functionality. But again, very cool. Very nice way to add an extra input to your phone. This tip, it's a really cool one. I never thought about using it, but it's really great. You can actually do quick math without opening the calculator app. When you go to iOS, you know how you pull down the middle of the screen and it shows you like a search field and you can search for things like web pages, apps, what have you. You can pop in equations too. So if you're trying to figure out some quick math, you know, multiply something super quick, you can just pop in that search, type it in, and it'll pull up the answer right away. Android has something similar. You type in your calculation into the search bar at the top, and then you'll see a little icon that pops up. It'll show the answer and it'll have all the details. So super cool. If you're trying to do something really quick, those are some really cool ways to do it. You can read more of Jennifer's tips and some of the other cool tricks that you can do with your iPhone or your Android phone by visiting tech.usatoday.com. Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any comments, questions, or show ideas? Any tech problems you want us to try to address? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.